Hey, Colgan, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, man. You?
It's been a busy, busy week. First, we did Moonlighting and Mental Health. Nothing but good feedback. One idea I got from a friend who listened was the way you got to talk to Bianca. He's like, can you do it in a way that, I'll just say his name, DJ Aquil from Minnesota, was brought up the fact of an idea of letting other Moonlighters be in on the session. In being able to talk about their own stuff with a therapist. And I was like, yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. So yeah, got that feedback. People loved it. After that happened, I released all the interviews I'd done back in February. So Charnay Robinson-Williams, that went out. But we're getting way more traction on IG, LinkedIn from those clips. And just I'm doing check-ins. Like with people we've already interviewed. So, and I know you just started school again, but I'll give you a schedule. If you ever want to jump in on anything, let me know. I'm just doing it to keep busy and keep the stuff happening for just keep something happening for us. So I checked in with Ryan Hargrave and interviewed someone from Baltimore who we got to holler at named Quintel Harkham. He's from East Baltimore, owns a health and wellness company. So one side of what he does at Johns Hopkins, he has a juice bar. They make smoothies, bowls, juices called Good Part. He had multiple retail locations. Now he's focused on Johns Hopkins, but he also does consulting. So people living like us or execs, whoever, high stress jobs. He's like, all right, it's going to be like workout diet, but past that. Also, like stress, how do you handle it? How do you deal with it? So I wanted him to talk to us as well because I'm like, bro, you could. It'd be nice to you for him to talk to like me, you, a couple other brothers, a couple other lady founders we got, whoever, and just like again do what we did with Bianca, just at a different level. So yeah, man, I've just been running around posting, clipping. It's been busy. So hopefully I'm just trying to keep it up for us, man. Get more eyes on us, get more eyes on what we do. So hopefully someone can reach out and be like, yo, I like the stuff y'all do, but I know you do other things. That's the hope. So yeah, that was me. What about you, man? I know you got a lot going on.
Yeah, man. Definitely kind of wild right now. First week back at school is kind of crazy. First week back, I taught third grade, sixth grade. I checked in on the eighth grade. I think I was in the fourth grade classes, and I taught fourth grade too. It was pretty interesting. Did some work for a local company, and I have a show coming up that I have to record. And I'll talk vaguely about it right now, but I have to have like a contract negotiation and just the whole entrepreneur thing of balancing real life. Personal relationships, emotional shit, and then just business stuff. But the timing of business, man, having to talk about it, but then I guess someone's worth. But the scope of work. So as I do these jobs, man, it really does make me place the value on myself. I think I've known the value for a while, but how to articulate that value to other people in a way that doesn't seem like you're coming across money hungry, because it's not the case. I've looked at the man hours that I put in for the previous thing I did, and it certainly didn't equate to the money. Now, on one hand, I'm doing this project in order to help my community and some others because I felt like the company was at a loss, but now I'm realizing the company is never at a loss. I'm not going to put myself in that regard, but it's still interesting how this thing is working out. So we shall see, and I'll talk more plainly about it later, but as I have this entrepreneur path set in front of me and us, I really am on this quest to get fair pay for artists. It's not just for myself. When I have these conversations with companies, I really do try to talk in terms of the value proposed, but also I don't know if people understand the man hours involved when you create a video. I mean, let's talk about like a 1 minute video. They say now a 1 minute video should go for what, $1,000 just because it's 1 minute? 1 minute is $1,000. Now, if we're really going by that, are most institutions paying that rate? They're not, I don't think. And we really have to talk about that in a fair way. but the fair wage to hours conversation is wild. If we're really understanding that a lot of these companies and creators really are one man, two man teams. But if I'm going to talk a one man, two man team, and I have to pay my bills, we have to pay adequate wages.
The frustrating thing is when you like people only pay those rates for like people they deem the established agencies, like a name they may have heard or something. They're like, all right, yeah, and they pay them a ridiculous amount of money. So, for example, my wife is doing some stuff where they need a consulting work done, and I've worked at companies that had RFPs and need consulting work done. People will drop top dollars for like you know, just basic consulting work, and just give people what, like sometimes with what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of background work on who they are, a lot of research on what their capabilities are. And sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're just like, whatever, you tell me they're good, they're good. Here's a ton of money. And on the other side, there are people who are actually really good at what they do. But since they're small, the company may not be super known or massive, they're like, look, man, all I got for this is this. And it's like, to your point, it's like, first of all, you have no idea how long this stuff takes. And second of all, you know that like it's worth more. It just is what it is. It's worth more. Like it just is like good. And I saw the video you made so far. And that's really good. You're like, I saw it. Yeah, you had it on your story for the event. I think a couple of days ago. It was clean. It's really nice. Yeah. You're just like, bro, it's good. It's worth it. It's worth the investment. Just make it easier, bro. So no, I get it. I hate the fact that you had to do it. I guess negotiations are part of it, but I hate the fact that it's not just stated. But we'll speak vaguely, but like the work you've done so far, I like it a lot. So yeah, it's just frustrating because I know if you're not going to put out nonsense just because you're in a contract negotiation, you're going to make it something really nice. So, which is great. But at the same time, man, I just want you to be valued for the time and effort you put in. So I'm hoping it goes to that. Yeah.
What I will say in this week too, is I've had a couple other talks with some other entrepreneurs. I got to shout out my man Stefan. Got to shout out another helpful person this week, my man Carvin. Man, I'm grateful as I learned to reach out more. I'm really appreciative, man. I hope people see the value of my work. That's really what I want to be known for that it provides value for them. But I guess my initial frustration is that conversation is just not, I don't know. I don't understand why institutions on the whole or how they do deem somebody eligible, because it does seem weird sometimes. It should be like there's a set budget for this, and the fact that you have to haggle sometimes is wild. And it's not against this institution in particular. It's on the whole. It's just it's a conversation I've had with multiple people and institutions. So it's a conversation that needs to be had. Because now I'm going to have to alter my own budget, which is wild, because I got to make money to do other stuff. You make money to put it somewhere, you know? Yeah. Damn. Crazy week because of school and that. So tomorrow I got to go look at the venue and then do something and check it out. But we'll see what's up. But to that credit too, man, like when I do a job, I'm going to go look at it, scout it. Make sure you have the appropriate materials. Make sure the job is done well and all that. But you know that. I'm trying to see how I can really merge 1981 and Co. and Moonlighter so we can move more efficiently. I've seen all the work and interviews you've been doing. It's amazing work, man. Stellar work with the last couple of podcasts and interviews. They look amazing and they sound really dope.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to do more. Yeah, we got to get a creative outlet here, man. Easier to put on because the showcases we can put on. But, and I like the creative work that you do, there has, well, yeah, we'll figure out what that looks like. We can just do one, see what it goes. But we know a ton of creative folks. I mean, if that's what you want to talk about or focus on, this, the creative side of it. But I feel like you've, the work you've done, the people you've met, like from the Ujima Assembly alone, and just like there's a ton of creatives, man. Like ton of creatives. You know what I'll do? Let me know what you think. I'm gonna reach out to a few folks, but one, I'm gonna reach out to a brother named Tomcat23 from Philly.
That's a dope name.
Painting and all that.
A dope name.
Damn. I got a couple of prints from him. I'm gonna message you.
I do have to work on my print game for real, and I'm taking some photos lately that are just ooh. So that and my digital art game. I'm trying to hone in, man, but I think my skill really is variety. So as I just organize my variety and systemize it, it'll get better. But that's why I'm talking more now, because if others can help me better with my systems, then I'll be able to help better others, because that's all I'm here for.
I'm going to send you his their profile, and then I'll just see if I can set up a convo. I was fortunate enough to meet this person a couple of years ago in Philly. What was the last year or the year before? I can't remember. Probably the year before. But yeah, see if we can just set something up between us or y'all just as a starting point, and then just to like kick it, talk, whatever. I don't know, man. Yeah, pick some screen shares or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what? I will start doing that too next time we talk. I'll see if I can share some pictures, because I might just start doing that too. A pick of the week. And I think I'm trying to figure out how to get my flow right so I can really start a YouTube channel and just discuss photography and the whole nine. You know, I gotta just pick the platform and stick to it.
So yeah, next week for me is just going to be, we have a couple check-ins, one interview with Paula, my friend Paula, who has a creative consulting agency. And check in with Sean, who I started the podcast with years ago before he moved to LA. And then after that, like the week of the 15th, there's two events I'm keen on. One is both in DC. One is Founders and Funders in DC. It seems more of a venture capital kind of startup tech thing Fidelity's putting on. So I'm hoping we can meet folks there. The last event I went to that was like that, people were down because they're like, yo, the amount of people you all have met is crazy. Period. So they're like, yo, like, okay, let's definitely keep in touch. And then also Adobe is doing an event in DC. I think they do it in multiple cities. But like if you use any of their products or whatever, you're on an email list. So they, you know, invite you in, you hang out, and you look at technologies and network. So that's creative folks. So I'm hoping we can find something from there. All right. Yeah. All right. I got those down, Tomcat. And then there's another dude I'm interviewing next. No, not next week. The week after. He's from Richmond, Virginia. His name's Will, AKA OG Illa. But he has a event space in Richmond. It's a really dope retail space. So it's like, I'm gonna send you his information too. It's people go there to like record stuff, record music, record videos. They put on events there. They do creative events for people. They sell clothes out of it. So it's basically a multi-purpose space. It's really cool. I've been looking at it for some time now, so I'm gonna send you that as well. So yeah, we'll talk. That's not until the week of the 15th. But again, Colgan, I'm trying to, and we talked about this a little bit, I'm trying to figure out our pop-up game. And I'm, you know, pushing out to the summer, but basically just setting things up, because I know your schedule hopefully will lighten up by then. So then we're like, okay, let's be smart about it. Let's be smart about the events that we're doing and the time we're putting into it. What can we realistically do? So I feel like there's at least three things we can do that we can easily manage and go from there. I sent you both. So the first one is Tomcat23. I sent you from Philly. I'll see if we can get a combo going. Second is a dude from Richmond, just to show you his shop and the stuff he does. But I like what you're saying. We got to have a way of showing your skill sets through this. And I feel like the creative, the number one thing people don't do enough is, I feel like a lot of creatively talented people just don't talk. They don't want to. They don't want to talk. They don't want to brag or boast. But I also think it's good for people to just know.
Yeah, if we can do this in a way that I can do that, but not all the way talk about myself all the time, because I'm not about that either. You're totally right. Yeah, because by my nature, I mean, I'll say I do this, but I'm not trying to talk about myself the whole time. That's whack. It's not whack. I'm just not built that way.
All right, Colgan, I'm glad we did this. I'm on it. Tomorrow morning, tonight, actually, start sending a couple messages out. But yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get it. Let's get paid our worth, man. All right, cool. I got my stuff I got to do. I'm going to keep you posted tomorrow. And let's start knocking on these. Let's get these creatives out of here, man. Yeah, man, Colgan, let's do it, man. I'm feeling enthused. I'm glad we got to do it. Touch base.
I am too, man. I do love these check-ins, man. I appreciate you, homie.
Of course, man. If there's any way I can help, let me know. But yeah, we're going to get something cracking soon.
We're going to talk real soon, because after I check in with Stefan and stuff, he's putting me in contact with a local networking community. So I'll definitely have more to share with you after that. And I'm really hoping to get more insight from them how to work on my own pitch better for us, so I can be a better pitcher for our thing. I'm trying to hone our messaging, or hone my message, so I can vocalize for us. I truly think that's going to be done, though, by making a some sort of visual teaser. So I want to hone the pitch, but I essentially have the pitch. I'm here to help you, but the way I can help you best is to synthesize the chemistry in your company. And by synthesizing that chemistry, it's really showing you who each other are. You know what I'm saying? Now, how do we show you each other, and how do we create that time? That's what our biggest thing is right now.
Let's do it, man. I got some stuff to do. I'll keep you posted on that. Good luck prior to the event. I'll send you a message just before.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I hope everything goes well. But yeah, man, let's do this. We got this.
Oh, we on it, homie.
All right, man. I'm going to holler at you a little later.
All right, Joe. Peace, man.